Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 20th, 2014. We're going to start off today's program by going to Ushhorod. This is Klara Labik with Kolo Vode. This broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation to our broadcast in honor of our 10th anniversary, please give me a call, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org.
Ти ж не будь, ти є у славна Ганусенько, ти це доносила.
Будеш ти нам слава, Ганусенько, ти це доносила.
Не біду я з вами, бо ж віду пуляти, бо ви ще мій поламали факти в селені в кабаті.
Бо ви ще мій поламали факти.
Last week, I was a guest at the Hlohinets reunion at Settlers Cabin Park. I was invited to go there and explain our Rus'n roots to them, since they had just recently discovered in the past couple years that they were Rus'n and not Slovak or Ukrainian or Polish or Slavish, as a couple of the members of the family had portrayed to me. And I was also invited to play backup with my brother-in-law, Mike, bass and rhythm guitar, with their cousins that they brought over from Volitsa, the village where the Hlohinets name comes from. And it turned out that I know their family from Volitsa pretty well. We met in 2009 when we had the Rus'n tour of Slovakia, and it is the Jasik family, Ladjo, Edita, Ladik, Stanka, and Rastik. And Ladjo was the accordion player, Stanka, the violin player, and they are all members of the group, the folk group in Volitsa, Voljanka, and a great time was had by all. We played for a couple hours. I was giving impromptu sessions on Rus'n and the history of Rus'ns and how they came here and all those types of things, and I would like to thank the organizer, Al Jennings, for getting in touch with me. Actually, it was through Ladjo that Al found me, because Ladjo and I met in 2009, and Ladjo said, "Hey, I know someone from America, has this radio show, he has the cultural program, has the Slaviani Folk Ensemble," and it was interesting that Al Jennings from Illinois found me in Pennsylvania through their cousin Ladjo in Volitsa. Wow. So thank you once again, Hlohinets family, for inviting me to your reunion. Choto by ja pozdraviti rodina Jasikova, zosela Volitz, kto prišli ku nam v Amerike za stretnuti rodakiu Hlohinets. Streto ja Ladjo I Stanka, koli ja byl na Slovensku v roku 2009. Na piknik sme mali bardzo dobry čas. Ladjo, Stanka, mi švagor Mike a ja sme hrali tradične rusenske špivanke a sme dali ich rodina tut v Amerike potret života Rusiniu. Edita mi dala srdečku rusinskoj špivanke z folklorného ansamblu Voljanka z Volitz. Daj Bože im familia Jasikovsi aj Hlohinetsovsi misno zdravia I serenča.
Sobi podumam na tu dolinu.
ja povrati, i co bi podumam na tu dolinočku, nikoli nemam žal u svojim srdečku. Ja pobrati do svita šoroho, mamku zoha biti i njanka svojoho. I co bi podumam na tu dolinočku, nikoli nemam žalju svojim srdečku. I co bi podumam na tu dolinočku, nikoli nemam žalju svojim srdečku.
Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to give you historical focus on the life of our blessed bishop and martyr, Pavel Gojdič. Pavel Gojdič was born on July 17, 1888, in the Rusyn village of Ruske Peklani, near Prešov, into the family of a Greek Catholic priest, Stefan Gojdič, and his mother's name was Anna Gerberiova. While still a seminarian in the early 1900s, he was directed by his spiritual director on these lines: "Life is not difficult, but it is a serious matter." Words that were to guide him throughout his life. He was ordained a celibate priest on August 27, 1911, by Bishop Dr. Jan Vali. After his ordination, he worked for a short period as assistant parish priest with his father. After a year, he was appointed prefect of the eparchial seminary and at the same time taught religion in high school. In 1922, he joined the Order of St. Basil the Great at Cherenechna Hora, near Mukachevo. Then, on September 14, 1926, he was nominated Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Prešov. A short time later, in 1927, he was nominated bishop with the title of Harpas. The Church of Harpas is in Asia Minor. The episcopal consecration took place at the Basilica of St. Clement in Rome on March 25, 1927, the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady. On April 13, 1939, he was appointed Apostolic Administrator in Slovakia of the Apostolic Administration of Mukachevo. In the difficult situation of the Slovak state during World War II, he became a thorn in the flesh for the representatives of the government of the time, so he offered his resignation from the post. In fact, the present Pope appreciated his work so much and not only refused his resignation, but also made him residential Bishop of Prešov. And so on August 8, 1940, he was solemnly enthroned at Prešov, and then on January 15, 1946, confirmed in his jurisdiction over the Greek Catholics in Czechoslovakia. Next week, we'll give you the second part of the life of Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdič.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU for life. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Kiedy słonko jasne zajdzie i te pano zuš tu. Šercoce mojo najze u každim prekrasnim snu. U mojih dumkov šeti i tvoju milni glas. Vjažu nas našo sni, dok njebo špiva za nas. Za tebe milajem žijem, pomo još česte to ti. Vinko ja horke pijem, kjed milanje vjedno mi. Za tebe milajem žijem i vično budem ljem tvoj. Jedina o tebe šnijem, ti cali život moj. Ti hvizda moja jasna, švetlo noći cme, ti ruža moja krasna i motilj mali na njej. U mojih dumkov šeti i tvoju milni glas. Vjažu nas našo sni, dok njebo špiva za nas. Za tebe milajem žijem, pomo još česte to ti. Vinko ja horke pijem, kjed milanje vjedno mi. Za tebe milajem žijem i vično budem ljem tvoj. Jedina o tebe šnijem, cali život moj.
Kečera, the award-winning Rusyn folk ensemble from Jakubiana, Slovakia, will make their first American tour in September. Between September 19th and the 27th, they will be coming to Johnstown, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Minersville, Harrisburg, Washington, D.C., Linden, and Hightstown, New Jersey. They will have one performance in the Pittsburgh metropolitan area on Sunday, September 21st at 5 p.m. at the Carpatho Rusyn Society's Cultural Center in Munhall. Admission is $12, so order your tickets now by calling Marianne Sivak at 412-251-3083. That's Marianne, 412-251-3083. Kečera from Jakubiana in Pittsburgh, September 21st at 5 p.m. at the CRS National Cultural Center. Tickets are only $12. Call Marianne now, 412-251-3083. And next we have Kečera with Jakubianske hore.
Oh!
Our last announcement today is from St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge. All the delicious Slavic food, homemade, can be yours at the 21st Annual Rusyn Food Festival, Thursday through Saturday, August 7th through 9th. The event is sponsored by St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge and features food, dance, music, costumes, artisans and their crafts, and more. Popular Carpathia Rusyn foods available in addition to pierogi, stuffed with potato cheese or sauerkraut, will include dumpling or noodle holushka, breaded chicken, kolbasa with kraut, holubka, pagach, borscht, mushroom bean soup, chicken soup, Rusyn summer salads, and more. There will be plenty of baked goods with traditional Rusyn favorites like nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls, the church's famous palachinka, and others. In addition to the food, served cafeteria style in the church's air-conditioned parish center on 5th Street in Ambridge, the festival will feature demonstrations of traditional Rusyn arts. Throughout the 3 days, artisans will demonstrate pisanka and lace making. There will be an authentic entertainment as well. On Saturday the 9th at 3 p.m., the Slaviani Folk Ensemble will perform for your listening and viewing pleasure. The festival will have a booth selling Rusyn ethnic items, including CDs, wooden items, distinctive Rusyn shirts and sweatshirts, and books, icons, and much more. The public is invited and admission is free. So that's the St. John Orthodox Church's Rusyn Food Festival, Thursday, August 7th through Saturday, August 9th. The festival is held from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. For more information, please call 412-749-0675. 412-749-0675. As we finish today's broadcast with this instrumental number from Zakarpattia, please remember that we are celebrating our 10th anniversary and need your support to stay on the air. So please give me a call at 412-877-9351 to make a donation. Thanks for joining me today on the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern for the best in Rusyn music here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. Trimajte se krasno I tjedan šťastlivo.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!